I'm going to go ahead and get started. I will call the meeting to order. Welcome to the January meeting. First item on our agenda today is a motion to move into executive session. I need to read the following resolution. This meeting today conforms with the Open Public Meetings Act, and as per the requirements of the statute, notification of this meeting has been filed with the Secretary of State and with the following newspapers: Daily Racing Form, Bergen Record, Asbury Park Press, Courier Post, and the Star Ledger. Whereas in order to protect the personal privacy and to avoid situations wherein the public interest might be disturbed, the Open Public Meetings Act permits bodies to exclude the public from that portion of a meeting at which certain matters are discussed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that consistent with NJSA 10:4-12B, the Commission will now adjourn to executive session to obtain legal advice protected from disclosure by the attorney-client privilege on the following matters. 1. Legal advice concerning the request of Meadowlands Racetrack and Monmouth Park to amend their 2025 race dates. 2. Other legal advice. Discussion of the above matters falls within the exceptions under the law. Specifically, matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the Commission's attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, and or matters involving pending or anticipated litigation. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I'll make that motion, Commissioner Vetrano.
Second?
I'll second, Arlene.
Any discussion? Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
We don't have to get lost. Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure you were on the line.
I thought you forgot about me.
Never. Oh. All right. And what is your vote, Commissioner?
Yes.
All right. The public session will resume at 1 o'clock p.m. So, Commissioners, you'll need to hang up now and dial the number for the executive session. Should be in your meeting packet. This is our January meeting. Item 2 on the agenda today is the approval of the executive and public session minutes of the November 20th, 2024 Commission meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move that motion. I'll second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to item 3 on the agenda is another set of minutes, the executive and public session minutes of the December 11th, 2024 Commission meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Arlene.
Second?
Second, Larry.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Did you want to vote yes on this one, Commissioner, just to verify, because I know you weren't
at... yes.
I know you weren't at that meeting.
I said yes. Or abstain, whatever you want to do.
Okay. We can have you abstain since you weren't present.
Okay.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes, I will abstain because of my absence.
Okay. Well, with the votes as they are, the minutes will carry. Item 4 on the agenda is a special steeplechase permit to Darby Development LLC for the steeplechase meet on October 18th, 2025. NJSA 5:5-38.2 requires the Racing Commission to provide written notice to the governing body of the municipality where a special steeplechase race meeting is to be held. The commission may grant the permit if the governing body does not object within 30 days of receipt of the notice. On October 8, 2024, Darby filed an application to conduct a one-day steeplechase race meeting on property located in Far Hills and Bedminster Township on October 18, 2025. The commission sent the required notice to the two municipalities. At the time of the November 20th, 2024 public meeting, the commission was in receipt of a resolution in support of Darby's application from the Township of Far Hills. No response had been received from the borough. Sorry, I think I misspoke there. Resolution in support was received from the Township of Bedminster. We hadn't heard from Far Hills, and the 30-day notice period had not run. Accordingly, the commission tabled action on the permit. So the 30-day notice period concluded on November 24th, 2024. As a result, this matter is now ripe for a decision by the commission. No objection was received from Far Hills. Staff recommends granting the permit. Is there a motion to grant the special steeplechase permit?
A motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Item 5 on the agenda are requests from Meadowlands Racetrack and Monmouth Park to amend their 2025 race dates. Race date requests and permit applications were approved by the commission at the public meeting on November 20th, 2024, with two exceptions. First exception was the special steeplechase permit, which the commission has just addressed. The second exception was the thoroughbred meet, which takes place at the Meadowlands in the fall. At that time, the length and circumstances of that meet were still being discussed by Meadowlands Racetrack and Monmouth Park. With the submission of amended calendars, that matter can now be considered by the commission at this time. Monmouth Park, we'll start there, had requested 72 days of thoroughbred racing in October when they filed their application. An amended calendar was submitted on January 9th, 2025. Monmouth Park has removed a total of 12 days of thoroughbred racing from the fall. The thoroughbred meet at the Meadowlands has been reduced from 21 days to 9 days, which will be run on the turf. Meadowlands Racetrack had requested 90 days of harness racing when it submitted its applications in October. An amended calendar was submitted on January 10th, 2025. Meadowlands Racetrack has removed a total of 10 days of harness racing. The 10 removed dates are on Sundays in February and March and Thursdays in December. A total of 14 days of harness racing were added at other times of the year. The 14 new dates consist of 12 days in October and November, plus 2 days in December. NJSA 5:5-156A requires Monmouth Park to schedule in the aggregate not fewer than 141 thoroughbred race dates in a calendar year. However, that number can be reduced to 50 dates in the aggregate with the written consent of the New Jersey Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Meadowlands Racetrack is required to schedule no fewer than 151 standardbred race dates. However, that number can be reduced to a minimum of 75 race dates with the written consent of the Standardbred Breeders and Owners Association of New Jersey. If the amended calendars are approved, these statutory requirements will be met. Monmouth Park would conduct an aggregate of 60 days of thoroughbred racing, and the Meadowlands would conduct an aggregate of 94 days of harness racing. The required consents from the THA and the SBOA have been submitted. Staff recommends approval of the amended race date requests. Is there a motion to approve the amended 2025 race date requests?
Motion.
Motion. Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DeMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Abstain.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vitrano?
Yes.
All right. Item 6 on the agenda is the approval of charity days for 2025. Pursuant to NJSA 5:5-44.2, 44.8, and 49, the Commission must designate a total of 5 race days for each permit as charity race days. 3 of those days are to be designated as days for the developmentally disabled, 1 day for the backstretch benevolence programs, and 1 day for the Horse Park of New Jersey and the care of retired race horses. Staff has prepared a proposed list of charity racing days intended to result in the highest amount of revenue for the charities. The selected days are now before you for your approval. Is there a motion to approve the charity days for 2025?
I'll move.
Second?
Arlene, second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DeMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Abstain.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vitrano?
Yes.
Item 7 is the approval of the proposed 2025 budget of the Thoroughbred Breeders Association of New Jersey. On December 12, 2024, the TBA submitted a proposed budget for 2025. The projected revenue for 2025 is $73,700, with projected expenditures of $282,223. The projected in-house revenue for 2025 includes $20,000 from the New Jersey Thoroughbred Festival due to a sponsorship agreement with Maloof Auto Group and BCB Community Bank. The budget anticipates that the New Jersey Stallion Auction will generate $25,000 for the 2025 breeding season. Other income includes membership dues, fowl registrations, and stallion registrations. Subtracting the proposed 2025 in-house revenue of $73,700 from the proposed expense budget results in a request for commission approval of $208,523. Is there a motion to approve the TBA's 2025 budget?
I'll move. Larry.
Second?
Second. Second.
Any discussion? It's full, not foul. I guess it just showed how green I am. Sorry about that, gang. You're all very kind. All right, I had a motion and a second, I think. Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan? All right, we'll come back to you. Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan, are you on the line? I think we lost Commissioner Keegan. Okay, but we have enough to proceed, so I'm going to keep marching through this. Item 8 is the proposed 2025 statutory budget of the New Jersey Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. State law allows 2.9% of money allocated for purses to be used for programs designed to aid the horsemen. The total amount of money available for purses is negotiated between the THA and Monmouth Park. By statute, a certain portion of takeouts from wagering is set aside for purses. Additional funding can come from inactive or dormant accounts, breakage monies, and outstanding tickets. To ensure the allocated funds are used to benefit all New Jersey horsemen and that administrative and overhead costs are reasonably related to such programs, NJAC 13:70-1.30 requires each horseman's organization to submit a detailed budget to the commission by December 15th of each year. That budget must adhere to certain guidelines. Funding for benevolent programs should amount to at least 70% of the total statutory allocation. Remaining funds can be spent on general administration and overhead expenses. Based on total overnight purses of $23 million, the THA projects a 2.9% statutory budget of $660,000. The THA also projects expenditures of $660,000, resulting in a balanced budget. The 2.9% statutory budget appears to be in compliance with the requirement in NJAC 13:70-1.30 that at least 70% of the statutory revenue should be spent on benevolence programs. Under the proposed budget, 86.21% would be spent on benevolent programs. Is there a motion to approve the THA's 2.9% statutory budget for 2025?
I'll move it, Larry.
Second?
Arlene.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
All right. We've reached the last item on our agenda, which is item 9, the proposed 2025-2026 budget of the New Jersey Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust. The New Jersey Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust is a health and welfare trust that was established for the purpose of providing health and welfare benefits to active, disabled, and retired New Jersey jockeys and their dependents. The Off-Track and Account Wagering Act requires $150,000 of breakage from off-track wagering and account wagering and uncashed ticket monies on out-of-state races to be distributed to the Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust. The New Jersey Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust's estimated budget is for May 1st, 2025, through April 30th, 2026. The estimated budget is $204,867, which represents a decrease of $24,275.76 compared to last year's approved budget of $229,142.76. $1,000.76. This is a 10.6% decrease. In addition to the $150,000 annual statutory contribution, the New Jersey Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust has estimated that it will receive contributions of $83,851.84 from active and retired enrollees, resulting in a projected surplus of $28,984.84. Is there a motion to approve the 2025-2026 budget of the New Jersey Jockeys Health and Welfare Trust?
This is Larry. I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
All right, that concludes all items on the agenda which require formal action. At this point, would anyone like to comment or bring new business to the commission's attention?
Sarah, I have one issue. Is there any still outstanding pending issues with the closure of Freehold? Is there any ongoing discussions yet with the SBOA and obviously Meadowlands for fulfilling some of those dates for the Sire Stakes program?
I see Nancy Gerbelia wants to answer. I'll let her have the floor.
Okay. Nancy Gerbelia, New Jersey Sire Stakes Board. I see that the calendar that was adopted today does not include the days for the Freehold Horsemen as designated in the legislation that was passed regarding the transfer of the $1.6 million to the Meadowlands. I think right now we are at a critical stage where many of the Freehold Horsemen, because of the delay in being able to have those days scheduled at the Meadowlands, a lot of the horsemen are in a quandary because of the fact that they're not able to race, they don't have the availability to be able to race, and they're considering selling their horses, and they're having problems being able to keep them. That's posing a problem for a lot of people. I've done a lot of conversations with individuals to try to tell them to hang on. Hopefully what we can do is we can work something out, but I am really urging the Racing Commission to assist in getting the parties together to get the dates scheduled as quickly as possible. There seem to be other issues that are taking precedent over the scheduling of these days, which is creating a problem for the industry as a whole. Certainly the New Jersey Sire Stakes is interested in the breeding of horses in New Jersey. And if we don't do something quickly, not only are we going to affect people wanting to purchase horses that are part of our program, there's not going to be a racing industry in New Jersey. So we have to act quickly, we have to act smartly, and right now we have a breeding season, so our stallions are going to be affected. What happens is we have mares that need to be bred, we have sire stakes payments that need to be paid, and people don't know whether or not those races are actually going to take place or not. So in order for us to be able to move forward and let people know that, yes, we are in business and we are a strong state and you should be purchasing babies and breed to our horses, we need to do something quickly. So the industry, if it doesn't survive, is going to impact negatively on all horses, whether they happen to be riding horses, handicapped horses, dressage horses, open space, farmland, the whole bit. So I don't want to see the bickering between horsemen take precedent over what we need to do to keep the racing industry viable in New Jersey. So if there's anything that the Racing Commission can do to step in and facilitate that, that would be important. We reached out to the Met Alliance to sit down and at least to get our Sire Stakes program going as well. We have some dates, but we'd like to sit down and have a conversation about that. So thank you very much for bringing that up, but we would really like to see any assistance possible in getting those dates out as quickly as possible so the Freehold Horsemen can feel confident that there will be racing opportunities for them. Thank you.
Any comments from our commissioners? I mean, once we get, if we get applications, we'll certainly act upon them. I know that everybody's thinking about those dates. Mr. Settlemore?
If that answers my question for now, I mean, just obviously, I guess there's a certain amount of an obligation for those horses that are eligible, were eligible to race a freehold. They have to be, dates have to be approved somewhere to fulfill that Sire Stake obligation.
Commissioner Vetrano, it's Jason Settlemore, other commissioners, Director Ben David. We at the Meadowlands, as you know, have changed our race dates. We've added four more days than we typically would race in a calendar year, from 90 to 94 days. First, I want to back up. I want to extend my thank yous to Sarah Ben David and her staff here at the New Jersey Racing Commission. They have worked with us, answered phones, returned emails. And Sarah has hit the ground running, and was actually slammed in it, you know, with the freehold closure. So working through a lot of difficulties there, but we stand willing and ready to do what it takes, obviously, and to make sure that the standardbred industry in the state of New Jersey is viable and on the national front as it always has been. The issues that we face at the Meadowlands are some of same of what what Freehold had faced prior to their closing, with shrinking handles. So we're, and I know that in a meeting that I had scheduled with Ms. Ben David and Tom Salerno, that we had spoke about having some kind of a financial impact meeting. I think that would be helpful to get the door started. I thought that was a great idea from Sarah, to get things moving along, to get those parties to sit down at the same table. And again, I'm more than willing to make myself available on any of those days that are working for everybody else. But you know, listen, we hear it, we see it, and we understand it, and we want to do everything we humanly possibly can too, without asking Mr. Doral to continue to write checks at the Meadowlands. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Did anyone else want to offer a comment?
And I believe, haven't we set up a meeting with you, Nance?
No, I need a date.
Okay, so we'll talk to Scott and we'll get that meeting set up, but maybe it would be helpful if all of us sat down, including the New Jersey Sire Stakes program.
That would be great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank everyone for attending today's meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. And everyone hanging up, I guess that's it.